Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. I'm your host, Jim Berenger, the voice of Full Press Hockey. Major news out of the National Hockey League today. Patrick Kane signs with the Detroit Red Wings. You saw it this morning on my Twitter, X feed. Kane signing with Detroit. Rumored it has it to be a one-year deal. Again, financial terms have not been disclosed yet. Nothing has been made official by Detroit, but all indications point to him signing with the Detroit Red Wings. Again, it could be a one-year deal, could be a two-year deal. We don't know. But this is a great move by Steve Yzerman, the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. Look, there's history here for Patrick Kane and the Detroit Red Wings. He never played for them, but he went up against them a lot in Chicago when Detroit was in the Western Conference. They played against each other all the time in the playoffs. 2009, we know what happened. We know what happened in 2008 as well. So there's a lot of history there. Before Detroit made the jump to the Eastern Conference. There's also his running buddy from Chicago Blackhawks, Alex DeBrincat's there. Steve Yzerman traded for him this past summer from the Ottawa Senators. DeBrincat's tearing it up right now with Detroit, and Detroit's looking good, sitting pretty right now, third in the Atlantic Division. And this is a good move by Yzerman. Look, Patrick Kane and Detroit were linked from the get-go. You knew you could count the teams on one hand on – you know, where Kane was going to go after he had off-season hip surgery. And look, it's no surprise, Detroit, it was Buffalo, it was Dallas, could have been Florida, the Rangers, throw Colorado, Carolina in there. But as things started to wind down, and this was the timeline he was going to be on, as Dave Pagniota, the fourth period, stated numerous times, you know, you wondered about the hip resurfacing surgery. You saw the video that his agent released, Aprisan, at the beginning of September. Oh, he's skating on his own. Look how good he is. Look, it's practice. He skates on his own. He's working out in Toronto, and the Leafs were in on him as well. They had interest, but they couldn't make it work because they were really in on a defenseman, and that's what they really need. The Leafs need defense, hence why they're going after Chris Tanev, Nikita Zadorov, maybe Dennis Gilbert, you know, maybe a Noah Hanifin. Similar to what the Devils are going through, they need to get a defenseman as well because, as we saw with the Leafs, John Klingberg is on LTIR. He's probably headed to Robert Island. He's probably going to miss the rest of the season because of this hip injury. Well, the hips don't lie, and neither does Patrick Kane and where he wanted to play. And look, Detroit is close enough to Chicago. He understands the travel. And we understand that if you look at everything, what's going to be easiest on your hip? Well, playing in Dallas, that's not going to be so good. Detroit's not as bad as Dallas. You know, Florida's great. You don't have the state tax. The travel isn't as bad. I mean, the best travel would have been the Rangers, but they just can't afford them. Even with the Kako injury, now they probably could have, but unfortunately he's going to Detroit and he likes the X's and O's. That Derek LeBron, the head coach, displayed to him in their meetings, and he understands he has to earn his ice time. He's just not going to go out there and just be put on a second line anymore like he was in New York. And again, he forced his way to New York, and he was forced to play a certain position, and he was forced to be played on the power play and forced to be played on a second line without earning his minutes, and that really threw off the chemistry of the New York Rangers, and I don't think they want to do that right now because they're rolling. Despite their loss to the Buffalo Sabres on Monday night, they've, you know, this is only their, what, fourth regulation loss? I mean, they're playing really well under Peter Laviolette, so I don't think they want to upset the apple cart right now. As far as Detroit goes, he has to see something in Detroit to make them a playoff contender because, you know, Steve Yzerman has said, oh, well, we're in a rebuild still. Well, we're not in a rebuild because we're sitting third in the Atlantic, and we've seen Detroit do this before, right? We've seen them be in the middle of things and then tail off at the end. I think there is a true belief that he can elevate this team into the playoffs because that's where they were expected to be at this season. Despite the injuries to Tampa, the injuries to Florida, which of Buffalo, Ottawa, or Detroit were going to make the playoffs in the Atlantic Division? And right now, Detroit's sitting pretty. Buffalo's so hot and cold. Ottawa, we really don't know what they are. There are a lot of expectations on that team right now. And again, another slow start for them. They started off like gangbusters, rebounded, came back to earth, went to Sweden, looked good, came back not looking good. So this is a great move for Detroit to get Kane. Again, the concern was around his hip. Is he 100% healthy? Can it hold up in game action? What's the travel like? Because it was very surprising to see John Klingberg play for Toronto during Hall of Fame weekend against the Vancouver Canucks Saturday night. He re-aggravated something. And then the flight to Sweden, where he didn't even play in his home country, must have really done damage to that hip. So you have to wonder, now that the Sweden trip's out of the way for Detroit, you sign Kane, he doesn't have to make the long flight. Now he's just got easier travel. And it's a good pickup. Three-time Stanley Cup champion, can add to the power play, adds to the top six right away. It's a great coup by Steve Yzerman and the Detroit Red Wings. And they're saying, hey, we're going and we're in it to win it. We're going to get back to the playoffs and we're going to see where we're going to go. And maybe that entices Kane to stay even longer. Again, he's got his running buddy there. The travel's not as bad. But again, this was the timeline that when Kane was going to sign. It was going to be right before December, late November. Probably would have been last week if it wasn't for the American Thanksgiving holiday. And now we see he signed in Detroit. And it's funny because the Detroit Red Wings are in New York Wednesday night to play the New York Rangers. You almost wonder if he's going to suit up for that game. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But that's interesting. You know, Chicago comes to town. He's going to be in playing for Detroit when Chicago raises to the rafters Chris Chelios' number. So a lot of intriguing storylines now. But one of the hottest free agents, one of the biggest free agents remaining, is off the board. The Patrick Kane watch is over. Phil Kessel's still out there. But the Kane watch is over. Where he was going to land, nobody knew. But again, Detroit was definitely on top of that list. Just so many connections. And it made sense. Like CM Punk returning to WWE made sense. So many puzzle pieces. So many things out there. You got to weed through what's not true, what is true. So a lot of good stuff going on. National Hockey League. But you got Detroit making waves. Signing Patrick Kane. Tuesday morning, right around breakfast time. What a move by the Detroit Red Wings. Hopefully we'll have a guest on the Full Press NHL podcast this week. Break it all down. Other news and notes around the league. Well, Dean Evason, he had to pack his stuff and go home. The Minnesota Wild relieved him of his coaching duties. Bill Guerin announced Monday afternoon. A lot of Wild news in the afternoon on Monday. They fired Dean Evason, Bob Woods, the assistant coach, midst of a seven-game losing streak. They aren't playing well. Offensively, they're not getting anything from Kirill Kaprizov or Matt Boldy. Defensively, they're one of the worst teams in the league. Their goaltending of Philip Gustafson and Marc-Andre Fleury is not where it was last year. Gustafson's come back to earth a lot. Got teams have a read on who he is, what his tendencies are. And again, mediocrity. Do they just want to hold on, make the playoffs again, and then lose in the first round? Or do you want to rebuild and go towards next season and future seasons where you have future success and it's sustained success and you're not hanging in the murky middle, just hanging on, needing help, then get in, then lose? You're competing against Colorado. You're competing against Winnipeg, St. Louis, Arizona, Chicago, Dallas. Like, you cannot be $15 million behind the salary cap against those teams, especially Dallas, Colorado, and Winnipeg. Those are the teams you're chasing. Those are the teams in the top spot right now. St. Louis is right there, too. But, you know, Bill Guerin bought out the contracts of Zach Parise and Ryan Suter, and at the time it was the right move, still is the right move. But you were wondering when it was going to hamper this team, and it hampered this team this offseason. You saw it each summer. Kevin Fiala had to go. Then Matt Dumba had to go. They only sign certain guys, certain players, and they're just not the same team offensively. They're not the same team defensively. Goaltending is just not, and it's going to do in a head coach and seven-game losing streak, and he has no answers. The look is just gone, and he just doesn't know what to do. And again, some of it's coaching, some of it's front office. It's a combination of everything. Like we saw in Edmonton, when Jay Woodcroft was fired, when Chris Knobloch was brought in, Jay Woodcroft changed the defensive system from a man-to-man to zone plus one, and it hurt the Oilers. But the Oilers weren't getting goaltending. Their top guys weren't scoring. Now they're kind of starting to figure it out. But again, yeah, you beat bad teams. That's what good teams are supposed to do. McDavid's got 9 points in his last two games. Draisaitl looks like the guy he's supposed to be. Hyman, things are starting to click. You have to learn a new system. But again, it was what we were seeing in Edmonton, we were seeing in Minnesota as well. Defensively, just not good in their own zone. Bad turnovers, not good enough goaltending. You're seeing that in New Jersey as well. Not good enough goaltending, not good enough defense in your own zone. They did get Nico Hischier back. They looked great against Buffalo. Again, it is Buffalo, but good teams are supposed to meet weaker teams, and they did that, and that was their job. But Minnesota has just not looked great consistently all year, giving up the first goal way too many times. Defensive zone breakdowns, not good enough on a power play, and when they go to the penalty kill, they're the worst in the league. And that's the MO that it was for the Stars in the playoffs last year. Go to the power play and you're going to win the game. And they haven't changed it. We're going to see with John Hines coming in. This is his third stop now. Was in New Jersey, was in Nashville. Yes, he took the Predators to the playoffs 3 straight years, but they got bounced every year. Again, it's a tough Central Division. You know, it's very, very tough. And we're going to see what his structure is. I know this is his third kick at the can at this thing. So we're going to see what he does in Minnesota. I think it's the best solution is for them to miss the playoffs, rebuild, and go after it again. And hopefully, with the cap going up, this will give them some more flexibility to bring in some depth pieces. Again, early speculation here. Not that I've heard it from around the league, but I will not be surprised if Pat Maroon goes to Tampa at some point after his comments this weekend about just not being good enough because of the group and the guys in the room. So that's a player to watch going towards the trade deadline, especially Minnesota struggles. So we got the Minnesota news, the Patrick Kane news. Oilers are turning it around. The NHL All-Star Weekend is back in Toronto. They have added a new day. Thursday, you're going to have the player drafts back. You're going to have the NHL Alumni Man of the Year. They're going to honor the 67 67 Toronto Maple Leafs, the last Maple Leafs team to win the Stanley Cup. Then there's going to be a 3-on-3 Professional Women's Hockey League showcase, all at the Scotiabank Arena, starting at 6 o'clock. Saturday, Friday night's the skills competition, and then Saturday's the game and the player draft Thursday. You know, four captains, they're going to pick from the players. You're going to have four teams, have the tournament that they always do. It's going to be a fun weekend for everybody. I think everybody would like to see North America versus the world. Got to keep things simple. And as far as the skills competition, I'm hearing they're going back to the roots of what the skills competition is supposed to be. The hardest shot, accuracy, fastest skater, puck control relay, elimination shootout, stuff like that. That's what they need, not this trick shots that we've been seeing the last couple of years. It's just not a good look. Just keep it simple when it comes to the skills competition. Keep it simple when it comes to the game. And, you know, the NHL making waves. And obviously, you know, big news, Toronto. Obviously, they want to get William Nylander signed. That's another guy you're going to have to keep an eye on moving forward. He's having a great year. Elias Pettersson in Vancouver is having a great year as well. We're going to see what kind of contracts the Swedes get this year. I know his 17-game point streak is over for Nylander, but you think about it this way, how long could it keep going? He was a god over in Sweden, had 5 points. He looked really good. You know, Vancouver's come back a little bit. Boston's come back a little bit. Vegas has come back a little bit. Rangers had a loss to the Sabres. All these coaches can reestablish the room, see what they need. And I wouldn't be surprised if Boston makes a move at the deadline, especially at the center position. So a lot to get into, a lot of things to take care of. But, you know, Bolts are surviving, Cats are surviving. They're figuring out ways to get it done. But the big news here on a Tuesday, Patrick Kane signs with the Detroit Red Wings. It's been Jim Berenger, Full Press Hockey Daily, here on the Full Press Radio Network. I am the voice of Full Press Hockey. Get it iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Take care. Enjoy this games on Tuesday.